They're voting to end Medicare as we know it.
Would end Medicare as we know it?
It ends Medicare as we know.
Republican presidential candidates want to end Medicare as we know it.
That was a Democrat talking point this spring. End Medicare as we know it. Well, how do we know it? We know Medicare is great. People love it. But of course they love it because A, they don't know what else they might have had, and B, everyone loves getting free stuff. And Medicare is kind of like getting free stuff. It's not free, you said. I paid into it for years, every check. Well, yes, you did, but on average, most of you these days will get back three times what you paid in. That's why Medicare is unsustainable. It's growing broke. It's off the cliff. It's $46 trillion in debt. Politicians promise to cut some costs, and in fact, the Balanced Budget Act forces them to cut doctors' fees by, get this, 29% starting next month. They're not going to do it. They'll pass what they call the doc fix, delay the cuts. That's what they've always done. They're not going to anger doctors who take care of seniors who vote. So we're just going broke. So what are we going to do? Well, Dr. Scott Gottlieb has some answers. He used to work for Medicare and was an FDA commissioner. And Peter Suderman, he says he has some answers. He's a Medicare specialist at Reason Magazine. So we're going broke. There's lots of fraud in Medicare. Too many people my age getting old, living longer. We're toast. What are we going to do?
Well, I can tell you what Congress is going to do, which, at least in the short term, is keep spending your money. Keep spending taxpayer money.
They're not going to cut the doctor payments.
No, they're not going to cut the doctor payments. We go through this every year, sometimes several times a year. And what Congress always does is they wait till the very last minute and they go, oh no, what are we going to do? They sort of throw their hands up in the air. They take a last minute vote and then they vote to continue paying doctors at the rates that we've been paying doctors. They don't let them take the cut.
I agree, but the reality is the only way to bring European style healthcare to the United States is to bring down what the doctors are making. If you look at doctors in the US relative to European nations, doctors here just earn more.
So people would say, so what? Doctors make too much money. Europeans seem happy with their health care system.
Well, I think it's going to hurt access ultimately. You're going to see sort of an industrialization of medicine in the United States where doctors won't be delivering direct patient care. They're going to be managing nurse practitioners and other providers who are going to be delivering the care. So patients are just going to have a harder time getting access to doctors.
So what would you do? You're king. Fix it.
I think ultimately, you know, part of the problem here is that doctor services are essentially price fixed in this country. Medicare says this is what you get, and then the insurance company use that price schedule to determine doctor rates. So this is the only service that I know of where there is no difference in the level of compensation commensurate with sort of talent, skills, reputation. All doctors earn the same under Medicare, so they basically don't have to compete. So I think on some level, a lot of physicians like this system. I think if we went to a system where people were in a privately insured market and those private carriers were competing for doctor services, you'd see sort of gradations of reimbursement for physicians based on how good they were, what kind of service they were delivering.
The thing is, doctors like this. They like being paid the same rate and having the government,
they don't have to,
you know,
be salesmen.
Tell them. Right. They like it until there's the threat that the government might cut their payment rates by 29.5%. They like being paid quite well by the government, but they don't like when the government, you know, but that's part and parcel with this, right? If you let the government make your payments, then the government is also going to be the one to cut your payments. And if it gets to decide, that's how it is.
What's going to be cut? It's not working. We're going off the cliff. $46 trillion in the hole.
Well, I think ultimately you can see the government step in and start to be much more aggressive in terms of actually managing and regulating the practice of medicine, trying to make decisions of what services can and can't be delivered in different kinds of clinical settings. I mean,
they'll say to the 80-year-old, no hip replacement for you.
They'll say to the physician that they won't get reimbursed for providing a certain procedure, and it might not be transparent to the patient what they're not getting. That decision is going to be made in sort of a diffuse way, and the patient just won't see it. That's the problem with having a centralized bureaucracy make these decisions as opposed to having patients contemplate whether or not a service is worth the incremental money it might cost them.
And Peter, you say the price controls on Medicare are a game of whack-a-mole. What do you mean?
So if you think about the old arcade game of whack-a-mole, you're sitting there at a table and there's a bunch of little holes in front of you and you get a big mallet. And every time you whack one mole, another one pops up. And if you look at the history of Medicare payment reforms, that is exactly what it looks like. Because every time the government whacks one payment mole, okay, we're going to pay hospitals using this formula, and it's going to control costs this way. That's what they did in the 1980s. Well, guess what happened then? Physician payments started to go through the roof. And so they said, okay, we're going to control physician payments, and we're going to, you know, whack that mole. Well, guess what happened then? Physicians got paid a little less, but they started to do a lot more services to make up for the money that they were losing.
People game the system, and it takes Medicare about 5 years to figure it out on average.
How can they stop the fraud when somebody else pays? I mean, they've got 4 million transactions a day, right?
This is the big problem with Medicare fraud, is that Congress controls the money and Congress is spending someone else's money. And when you're spending someone else's money, your incentive isn't to check over it to make sure that it's being spent well.
I will say, though, if we do try to get at more fraud, which is what they're doing right now, it's going to cause a lot of dislocations in the healthcare system, because the kinds of rules they'll have to put in place are going to cause a lot of discomfort in terms of slowing down payments, slowing down your ability to access care.
More hardship as long as somebody else is paying the bill. Thank you, Scott Gottlieb and Peter Suderman. Coming up, a medical doctor who stepped down to a far less prestigious and less useful career. He's now a U.S. senator, and he gives his second opinion on Obamacare next.